But the high cost of prescription drugs is really...
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand appeared at the John Duke Senior Center on Hyde Park Boulevard, explaining that many seniors throughout the state living on fixed incomes are finding it more difficult to afford necessary prescriptions. Rebecca Brooks-Caso, program director at the Duke Senior Center, says one of their now deceased volunteers, upon learning he had cancer, also found out the cost of his drugs would be $5,000 per month.
So he had a 50% chance of curing and living in poverty with his wife, or he was going to pass away and his wife would be left with nothing. So Ralph chose to die and not take the treatment. He died 8 months later, a horrible, horrible, long held out death. So Ralph died at the hands of the greed of the pharmaceutical companies, as far as I'm concerned.
Senator Gillibrand is sponsoring a bill that would require drug makers give advance notice and justification when planning to raise prices, while penalizing companies found to be excessively raising them. She also supports bills that would allow Medicaid and Medicare to negotiate their own prices. And if the drugs are cheaper in Canada, New Yorkers should be allowed to buy them.
For a lot of New Yorkers in upstate, they have that ability. It should not be illegal, and they should be able to do it right now. So that bill would make a difference.
She says the Trump administration is not helping, and by making moves, including its decision not to defend the Affordable Care Act, they are instead encouraging further greed at the expense of people's lives. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.